Hi, this is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 113 for Friday, December 13th, 2019. I am trying to make this recording in Auphonic for the first time since August, and I think I fixed the problem I was having in August with the outro and intro. I re-saved them and re-uploaded them, so they should be working correctly now. We'll see when I go to publish this episode. Today's Advent word of the day is water, which turned out to be amazingly, amazingly appropriate for today. I intentionally waited until later in the evening to record this episode because I wanted to talk about all the things I did today. Like I mentioned on an earlier episode, I did go to my own company's Young Professionals Group Christmas party, and I helped them wrap presents for an adopt-a-family. We had cocoa and cookies and apple cider. We had a good time. I also went and got Christmas presents for one of my friends and my cat, and I saw my computer mentee, and then I had an evening planned with two of my best girlfriends in the area. We went out and had dinner at a really nice sushi restaurant that we really like, and we saw Frozen 2. Which brings me to my main theme of today. If you have not seen Frozen 2, you really should see Frozen 2. Yes, you kind of do have to have seen the original, because this makes exactly no effort whatsoever to establish characters. But, well, it kind of does. Like the original, it also has a prologue set when the Arendelle sisters are children, and you can kind of get the idea, but it really doesn't. It really skips over most of the setup and most of the exposition that was in the original Frozen, so you really have to have seen it or remember it fairly well. But it was good. It was not quite as good as the original in some sense, but you can tell we're trying to recapture all of the magic and quality and amazingness of the original, but that's not possible, but we're going to try as hard as we can, was the sense that I got from this movie. But that doesn't mean I didn't enjoy it. I enjoyed it very, very much. And here's how it relates to the Advent word of the day, which just happens to be water, and it's Friday the 13th, but it's my lucky day. It's not exactly an unlucky day at all. Without spoiling anything, and I am avoiding spoiling things because if you haven't, you should go and see Frozen 2. One of the themes is, or one of the phrases that is repeated and that is a central part of the plot, is water has memory. Water having memory plays a very important role in what happens in Frozen 2, but it was a really good story. But there was another theme. It's that even if everything in the future is uncertain, take one step and look ahead only one step at the time, at a time, and this is a song title, do the next right thing. And by far, do the next right thing is probably going to be my favorite song, either that one or Show Yourself. They're both really, really good. Do the next right thing was the one that made me cry, because I will say that I relate to Anna and her plight in the movie, again, without spoiling anything, really, really well. But so this movie's encouragement and perspective was exactly what I needed at this exact moment in my life. So this was a wonderful day and a wonderful night, and now I am finally going to get to writing that Christmas letter, which I still haven't done, but I am in an amazing mood, and I just had to share how wonderful I was feeling right now, which is why I'm doing this on Authonic and not waiting until I was sitting in front of my computer. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevear on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.